This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The slow work of sifting through the remnants of a collapsed Florida condo building stretched into a sixth day today, as families desperate for progress endured a wrenching wait for answers. Dr. Howard Lieberman, a trauma surgeon stationed at the site of the building collapse, says it's been emotional.
I went to medical school with a good friend of mine. He lost three people. Another friend of mine just texted me, her friend is missing. Please, could you find her? And then you have the loved ones that show up and they're screaming the name of the person who's missing. And it's hard.
The work has been deliberate and treacherous. Just two additional bodies were found Monday, raising the count of confirmed dead to 11. Now, that leaves 150 people still unaccounted for in the community of Surfside, just outside of Miami, Florida. As the Biden administration rapidly completes the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan, members of the global coalition fighting Islamic State met to plot future steps against the extremist group. Monday's meeting came just a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iran-backed militias near the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio co-chaired the gathering of senior officials from the 83-member coalition. Participants were to take stock of their current efforts to ensure the complete defeat of the Islamic State group. U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket attack on Monday with no reported casualties, one day after U.S. Air Force planes carried out airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border against what the Pentagon said were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups to support drone strikes inside Iraq. Iraq's military condemned the U.S. airstrikes, and the militia groups called for revenge against the United States. This is VOA.